Not surprisingly, voters leaving primaries and caucuses in recent weeks told exit pollsters that the economy is high on the list of their concerns in this presidential election year. When the economy is thriving, incumbent presidents eagerly bring it to the public mind. When it's struggling, challengers make sure it remains on the national agenda. This year, with economic growth rebounding, but joblessness a persistent worry, there's something for everybody to talk about. But on the stump, it's not so much what a candidate says, but how he frames the issue. This past week, President Bush talked about jobs with students at a Harrisburg, Pennsylvania high school.
The numbers are good. See, the numbers are good, but I don't worry about numbers. I worry about people. There are still some people looking for work because of the recession. There are people looking for work because jobs have gone overseas. And we need to act in this country.
While Mr. Bush uses a reference to recession as a reminder of the last year of President Clinton's administration, Democratic frontrunner John Kerry prefers to link jobs with the growing federal budget deficit, which has grown in the Bush administration.
The voice of this campaign is the voice of people that I met in living rooms, in cafes, in VFW halls, and in factory floors all across our country. It is the voice of parents who want to hand this country on to their children, a better future without the heavy burden of national deficits and federal debt. And we will do that.
Robert Reichauer is a former director of the Congressional Budget Office. He's now president of the Urban Institute here in Washington, and he's joining us now on the program. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
Stephen Moore is president of the Club for Growth and a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
As the Democratic field narrows and focuses on John Kerry, we're hearing more of the themes that we can expect between now and the presidential election in November. Stephen Moore, first, as a Republican, what do you hear when John Kerry talks about the economy?
You know, it's interesting just listening to that clip. This election rhetoric has a lot of similarities with the 1984 election between Ronald Reagan and Walter Mondale, where Mondale tried to use the issue of the big deficits in Reagan's first term as an issue to show that the economy wasn't working and that the Republicans were fiscally irresponsible. It didn't work then for the Democrats. That's not to say it might not work for John Kerry. I do think that the big issue here is the first issue you mentioned for voters, which is jobs, the economy. And if the American public and the voters feel that the economy is getting better, that the job situation is improving, then I don't think they're all that concerned about the deficit. The deficit is kind of a secondary worry of most voters.
Robert Reichauer, you're a longtime Democratic economic advisor. When you listen to President Bush talk about the economy and talk about jobs, which seems to be the big issue, what do you hear?
Well, I think he's put his finger on the primary concern, which is jobs. And I think the Democrats will have a strong hand going into this election campaign because the president, largely through no fault of his own, is going to have the worst record with respect to jobs of any since the Great Depression. And the Democratic nominee, whoever that is, will be pounding on that. That is what is concerned to the American people. Now, whether that's true come August, September, October is an open question because the economy could strengthen and we could get some stronger job growth numbers.
Aside from jobs, the Democrats are also pounding on this issue of federal deficit.
Well, the deficit is a huge problem. Everybody is uneasy about it. It's easy to rail against. It's very hard to come up with policies that are politically popular to do something about the deficit. The deficit is an issue that can be pinned on the Bush administration, I think, and so they will make a lot out of it. But whether this will resonate with the people is another question. The people are concerned about deficits in the abstract, but they aren't willing to take the steps necessary to do something about them unless there is some clear adverse consequences of deficits, high interest rates, high inflation, falling dollar, things that affect them in the pocketbook. And that isn't the case so far.
I think Bob is exactly right about that, and I think that's a bit of the problem for the Democrats in attacking Bush on the deficit, is that I've been involved in elections now for, you know, nearly 20 years, and I've very rarely seen an election at the congressional or presidential race that really turned on this issue of the budget deficit, because people have bigger economic concerns. And when you talk about the things that are supposed to be horrible about deficits and the reasons we're supposed to worry about them, you know, for example, high interest rates. Well, interest rates are pretty low right now. They're about 30-year low. So that argument hasn't really had much currency with voters. And I think that a lot of voters are going to be looking at more, do they feel that things are getting better in the country come October and November? If they do, Bush will be in good shape. If the economy is in rocky times, then the deficit is a reflection of things just being out of control in Washington.
Well, let me follow up on this deficit issue. You know, former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill claims that Vice President Dick Cheney once said that former President Ronald Reagan proved federal deficits don't matter to the public. You said it also didn't matter in the Reagan-Mondale election. Is that a working assumption in the Bush camp in Washington?
I think George Bush is not especially concerned about big budget deficits. I think he did learn from Reagan that if the economy is strong, that's what Americans really care about. President Bush had a couple of high priorities when he came into office. One was to cut taxes, and the second one was something that was imposed upon him, which is to win the war on terrorism. I think he's got a strong argument to say, look, the deficit should not be our primary concern right now. We've got to keep the nation safe and secure from terrorists. That costs money. We got the economy moving. We cut taxes to do that. And so far, it looks like those policies are working.
Well, let's talk about the tax cuts, Stephen Moore. The President Bush wants to make them permanent. Is he talking to swing voters, or is he working to shore up his core constituency?
Both. I think that the tax cuts were very cleverly designed, because for all the talk about just, you know, big tax cuts for, you know, the Bill Gates and George Soros of the world, the truth is that this is a pretty big middle class tax cut that people got. Average families with incomes between $40,000 and $50,000 are getting about $1,500 a year savings on their taxes. So when the Democrats talk about repealing this, it would put a big dent in a lot of middle class family household incomes.
Robert Reichauer, let's turn to you on the tax question. The Democratic presidential contenders have taken a variety of issues on the tax cuts. Is this a volatile issue in their core constituencies, or are they sort of hemming and hawing not to alienate swing voters on this subject?
Well, I think they're going to be careful to suggest that their tax policies are going to affect the other guy, not their constituents, not the broad middle class, that they'll preserve the rate cuts for the middle class, they'll preserve the child tax credits, but it's the Bill Gates, it's the millionaires, the Bush constituency, they will claim, that we should raise taxes on. They will probably try and exaggerate the amount of revenue that can be generated from that, and they also will not answer in great detail how they would pay for an extension of the tax cuts to the worthy middle class.
Does that message resonate with voters?
Well, you know, I don't think voters are sitting on the edge of their chair waiting for either George Bush or the Democrats to do something about the tax cuts. The tax cuts expire, for the most part, after 2010, and that's light years away in our political process. George Bush's second term, should he win one, will be long over. We have a political system that doesn't face hard choices until it has a gun at its head, and the gun isn't there right
now.
That
is true.
Well, Robert Reichauer is former director of the Congressional Budget Office. He's now president of the Urban Institute. Thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome.
And Stephen Moore is president of the Club for Growth and a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.